That is Bastille and Pompeii on Today FM. Before that was Medusa and Piece of Your Heart. Lots of birthday requests coming in, so I promise I will get through those very shortly. It is Alison with you. It is Today FM, and I am so excited about this. Now, Moxie is a movie that is going to be available on Netflix globally on the 3rd of March, so this coming week. And it really spoke to me because the mom played by Amy Poehler is a similar vintage. And also, you know, she was mad into the zines when she was younger, fighting the patriarchy in loads of bands. And I was actually saying to Lenny, I need to dig out a copy of my old band when I was in secondary school, maybe play a little clip of it. But it really spoke to me because that's basically what my life was like when I was in my teens and early 20s. It's a really powerful movie. It's a coming of age story. It stars Hadley Robinson as a girl called Vivian, the daughter of Amy Poehler in the movie, as well as a wonderful character, Claudia, played by Lauren Zazai. And also Arnie Schwarzenegger's son is in this. Patrick Schwarzenegger's in it as well. It's really, really good. And I caught up with the cast earlier in the week and I was dying to speak to Amy.
Hey, Mom, what do 16-year-olds care about?
When I was 16, all I cared about was smashing the patriarchy and burning it all down.
Oh, my God.
Girls constitute a revolution.
Can I help you?
I don't know, can you?
He's bothering you.
He's harassing me.
If you use that word, that means I have to do a bunch of stuff.
You know that your school is weird, right?
Ignore Mitchell. If you keep your head down, we'll move on and bother somebody else.
I'm gonna keep my head up. Hi.
Amy, can I start with you and just ask, the story puts friendships very much at the center, and it's a different kind of coming of age story, and it talks about what women really need, and it's important.
Yes, we've been calling it a coming of age story, but it's really about women, young women, finding their voice, deciding what they care about in the structure of what it's like to be a real friend, what it's like to be part of a community and a group. So we use friendship, female friendship specifically, to kind of show what it looks like when young women are figuring out, you know, how they want to speak of their world and what they want to say in it.
Definitely. Lauren, as well, I find is really good. Is the movie started with the girls actually on the same side, just finding their place instead of, you know, gangs of girls fighting and then coming together. I love that narrative.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's really interesting to see Vivian and Claudia's friendship, how they're kind of trying to navigate this chaos together and how they've found a home within each other to kind of be on the outside and looking in at all of it. So it's cool to see them start on the outside and then make their way in as they get involved to change things.
Absolutely, and finding their place. And Hadley, the scene that stood out for me most was the dinner scene, because I was an angry teenage girl leaving that table. And it was, you know, did it come from experience as well for you? Because all young women go through that point where they go,
mm. Oh, absolutely. I think I did that numerous times growing up. I stormed away from the dinner table for whatever reason it was. Yeah, I've definitely been there before. I think I've also been there where I brought a boyfriend home and there was a fight and it was awkward and I left. I think I definitely have done that before as well. So yes, personal experience.
Alicia, with you and just the grace in which you play your character in this movie and the moments that she has faced with so many people, the frustrating moments in the way you play it, I think everyone around the world, a lot of people would identify with that. You played it so well. It was incredible. But you know those moments where you feel unheard.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Allison. Your words are so kind. Yeah, that's why I felt so honored to play Lucy. She's a phenomenal character who's nuanced, but is continuously using her voice to make people aware of the injustices happening within her school and how it's not okay that they've normalized this status quo of men or individuals being oppressive and abusive in certain ways. So I think it's something that all women can relate to, no matter where you come from or who you are. A lot of women, unfortunately, under the patriarchy that we live under and this infrastructure, we continuously have to combat moments where we're belittled or degraded because of being a woman.
Me and my friends protested everything. We made a ton of mistakes.
But you're glad you did it all right.
Of course.
What are you gonna do?
Nothing.
And I love the scene that follows directly where, you know, Amy, you follow into the bedroom. There's a couple of lines in there that I'm going to keep for when my daughter gets older as well. But that you were, you know, the thing that stood out for you most when, you know, Vivian was saying all the things was like, wait, sorry, the revolution's happening. And I love that moment because as a parent, that was important to you.
Yeah, you know, we really wanted to work on, make sure that that scene felt, you know, so many mothers, just like young women, mothers get really flattened in film and television. They become these one-dimensional giving machines. And, you know, when you're a young woman, you grow up sometimes to become a mother and you're still a human person. So we really wanted to make sure that women, young daughters and mothers, when they argue, it's really juicy, complicated, interesting stuff. So we were hoping to try to capture some of that in the writing.
I look forward to that in my future. Thank you, guys. It's so brilliant. I really, really love it. I love how it just explains a part of my life that I love so much as well, which is zine culture and everything. It's powerful. It's exactly what we need right now. Thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you.
Let's go to Ireland. I want to be there so bad.
Don't keep secrets from me. I'm actually already pregnant.
It's a very funny joke. Right?
I would love to know who started Moxie.
And who will they go after next?
This seems like a women's issue, and I'm going to stay out of it.
If you're doing nothing, then you're part of the problem.
Noticing someone filming right now, and I have to go to the bathroom so bad.
Today FM's Weekend Breakfast.
With Alison Curtis.